T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, baby. Todd Peach from BECU.org. If you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, you can be a member of BECU. And Todd, man, he's got 25 years in the world of finance and has always been super helpful every time he's been on the show. And basically, Todd, you are just like pretty much everybody at BECU when it comes to helping out your members.
That's what everybody does, right? At BECU, that's our mission, BJ, is to help you get to where you want to go.
And man, you know what? At this point, I just want to go to a happy place. That's where I want to go. That's what I'm looking forward to. If you got any questions for Todd, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
Someone just texted in saying my partner and I just bought a house together this past year. We're not married and therefore we're filing a single. Is there a good way that we can both claim the mortgage tax benefit, or is one of us just screwed?
No, if you're both on the deed, you're going to have to split it. But I can look this up if you want to email me. But you should be able to, if you're both on the mortgage, you should be able to claim half of it on each of your taxes. So even though you're not filing a joint return, you are in theory paying half the interest, right? As well as the property taxes and everything else that goes with it.
You know, Todd, it's back when I got married, which was 1,000 years ago, the rules were very, very different. We were told never to buy a home until we were married, not to go in halvesies or anything with anybody. Has that changed? I mean, is it safe enough from a legal standpoint where you can be sure that you're not going to get, taken advantage of if you go into buying a home with somebody if you're not married?
Well, I mean, when you say taken advantage of, I guess that's, if you're talking about the tax deduction of interest, that's one thing. But you're going into an agreement with somebody, and if you don't get along, it's very similar to what happens when you get married and you get divorced, BJ, right? If somebody's not making that other half of the mortgage payment, then you're on the hook for that. I would treat it as if you were married in the sense that it is a legal binding agreement, that if that other person decides they're not going to pay or they're not going to live there anymore, that you're on the hook for the other half of that. So look at it that way.
And the other part I was thinking of, Todd, what if you're the one that is making the payments? You're the only one doing it. And then when it comes time to sell because you guys decide you can't be together, I mean, who is there a way? Are you protected to be able to go, look, all my payments are on record, so I should get that percentage of the profit? Or do they split it 50-50?
I don't know the answer to that question. That's a great question, BJ. I mean, that's a legal question that there, oh, there probably is a different ways that that could go depending on the situation. But if you're going in, you know, you're buying it together, you're equally on that. Now, you know, who's to say, you know, right now you have 50-50 ownership, right? But now if one person, you know, goes 10 years and pays the 100%, does that mean the other person gets 50% if you're not married? I don't know the answer to that. And I think that would be up to the you know, the courts or whatever in that situation.
That's the tough part is sitting down with anybody and having a realistic financial conversation because of the fact that love's involved. Whenever love's involved, people go, well, whatever. And there are people that put a price on love, meaning, well, I mean, I gave you the best years of my life. Therefore, I am entitled to whatever, half of everything, even though I financially didn't contribute. There's a lot. That's why you got to have these conversations, even though they're not easy. And even though somebody might throw the L word out there, but it's a business decision. I mean, these are contracts that are being signed that, you know, you could end up getting, well, messed over financially.
Absolutely. And, you know, well, love is blind, I guess, right? Is what they say.
Oh, you've been talking to my wife again?
You know,
she has to be blind. She's with me.
A good book for those who are getting married or thinking about it. It's called Smart Couples Finish Rich. It's a great book to start that conversation because if you do work together, you will, in fact, reach your goals and finish rich.
So what's the name of the
David
book again?
David Bach, I believe. So,
David Bach, Smart Couples Finish Rich, David Bach?
Yep.
Wow.
Great books for to start that conversation. If you're thinking about getting married, or even if you are married, and if you can have those conversations, you will be in great shape in the long term.
And my wife and I needed to read that book before we went to Target this past weekend.
Oh, really? Oh, you went to Target and basically, like Vegas, you left them a big deposit?
Well, I'm just an idiot guy. You know, I'm a sucker for Tatum. When she sees a little stuffed animal, she thinks it's cute. So we found this cute little Mickey Mouse doll. And then my wife's like, oh, she needs Minnie, too. I'm like, ah, why not? What are these, like $5 a toy? And then, of course, then there's Olaf, the little snowman thing. And she loves snowmen. Yeah. So I'm like, ah, you know what? It's been good. Let's get them all three. What's that going to be, like $15? I didn't realize all three of them, they were $10 a pop.
Oh, so, hey now.
If I would have read this book, I would have probably checked the price tag.
Only $10? I'm surprised. That's a deal.
Dude, they're like 3 inches. They're tiny. They weren't like very big, these stuffed animals.
That makes sense. Then that's why, yeah, because I'm with Danny. I was like, wow, $10 seems pretty pretty cheap for
a. And then my wife's giving me a hard time about it. I'm like, you're the one who offered the other options. Like, I thought we were just getting Mickey Mouse. Next thing you know, we get Minnie and Olaf.
So your wife gives you the options. You decide to be a good guy, and then she yells at you for being a good guy. All right, it seems like a perfect situation.
She didn't yell at me, but it was more just like giving each other a hard time. It's not like all of a sudden I'm getting yelled at in the parking lot of Target. You idiot!
Oh man, I'd pay money to see that. See, that's when you can tell it's not a Northeast relationship, because that would be what would happen in the Northeast parking lot of Target. Yeah.
But at that point, you can't just take the toy away from the child, right, Todd? I mean, I can't just be like, oh well, it's $30. You're only getting one of them now.
Bro, that's a tough one, Todd. Yeah. What do you tell people like Steve and their children that want everything?
Look at the price tag.
Well, I mean, with my kids, I've always said wants or needs. And it's been kind of ingrained in their head as we go shopping, and teaching the difference between a want and a need. And ask them, is that a want or a need?
Oh, she needed
it. Over time, they'll learn that. And my daughter was in high school, and I think she went shopping with my neighbor, and my neighbor mentioned, well, what's, you know, she mentioned this wants and needs thing. What's that? And so I'm like, oh, okay, I guess it worked. So, wants and needs. So is it a want or is it a need? And then you can make that decision on, you know, whether they need it or want it. So,
I don't think,
and then they can make their own choice if they decide not to buy something.
I don't think anybody in this room, I don't think I have, I don't know if Steve and Danny have, I don't think we raise our kids that way. I think we're in trouble. Is it too late if they're in their 30s to raise them that way?
probably a little too late.
Damn it!
Yeah, I think like, that train left the station.
Yeah, it's more like wants in ours. It's like, does dad want it, does mom want it, or does the child want it? One of us wants it for her.
Yeah, sometimes you think maybe this will make the kid like me. Maybe this will have the kid be quiet. I mean, those wants turn into needs if you want a little peace. You know, if you need a little peace and quiet, you're like, here you go. Here's Olaf. The best $10 I've ever spent.
That's true.
All right, someone has a question. That has nothing to do with Olaf, Mickey, or Minnie, but they said, I just got married, and this year will be our first year filing taxes. Is it more beneficial to file jointly or separate? Thank you.
Yeah, if you're going to do it yourself, you can easily switch back and forth, but 99.9% of the time, joint return is probably going to be the way to go. But you can, if you use a software such as TurboTax, you can easily click on, you know, the button if you were to file individually or joint, what that would look like. But joint's probably going to be the way to go. I've never encountered it myself where, filing individually was better than the joint option.
We're talking to Todd Peach from BECU.org, and that's where you go if you want to join BECU. And if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, you can actually be a member. And credit unions, man, give you everything a bank does, except that credit unions work for their members. That's how it is. All the profits get really turned back into the company to benefit the members rather than just trying to make money for a few folks on a board of directors somewhere. Todd, people do like to do stuff themselves, especially if they feel like from a financial standpoint, you know what, I don't need to go get my taxes done by a company or whatever. But still, a financial advisor is something a lot of folks don't think they need, yet I've found to be valuable. So what do you tell those do-it-yourselfer folks, like, you know, that really could use some, like a question just like that one answered? Where do you send them? What does BECU got for them?
I mean, obviously we have financial advisors too, BJ, that anybody can talk to, and there's no fee or anything. And so if you do, you know, have some questions or need some direction, certainly that's one way to go. If you do have a plan at your work, talk to your human resources. And I'm sure that company, whoever that may be, has people that can help you. So if you're looking at directing your retirement savings and which one should I go into or how much can I contribute? I'm sure there's resources there. So there's a network of folks that are out there, but you're going to have to take the time to educate yourself and find those resources. So again, BECU members, we have people that can help you with those retirement questions. We don't have tax experts per se on staff, but we can certainly, you know, probably get you in the right direction.
And if you need any canine help, BCU has some dogs in the background willing to help out as well.
Oh, look at that.
That's my Amazon dog. She's downstairs, and I tell you, if anything is out front, she's letting us know.
That's awesome.
Apologies.
No worries. Well,
that's fantastic, especially if there's a porch pirate problem. You will at least know if somebody's on your porch.
Hey, someone has
I know before they text me that the package has been delivered. Let's put it that way. So,
dude, I don't even get me going on that. It's like we have a doorbell and we have it disengaged so that way our dog doesn't lose its mind. And then all of a sudden they knock on the door too. I'm like, you know, the doorbell is exactly what we're there for. Like, why do you have to knock on our door? We have a child sleeping, dogs barking. It's crazy in our house.
You got a sign. You need to put a sign out. Do not knock on my door. Child sleeping, crazy dog.
Well, that was the best part about the Ring Cam, because we have it so it doesn't chime in the house. It just goes off on your phone.
Yeah. You know, still outsmarting you with the old-fashioned knock.
On the door. I'm like, is this package that important? You have to bang on my door?
Oh, wow. Sorry that I don't want your thing to get stolen, so I let you know it's there. My bad.
All right, someone has a question for Todd. It says, my husband's getting ready to retire, and he has more than enough in his deferred comp account to pay off the mortgage. But if we take it all out at once, it's going to put us in an insane tax bracket. How do we use the deferred comp to pay off the mortgage without paying huge taxes? Do we just let that account make the monthly payment or take out enough to pay a year's worth of the mortgage? We'd really like to use that money to pay off the mortgage, but the tax penalties are crazy.
Do you understand Todd?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, do you understand all that? I was trying to follow along. They're going to get. Why would they get a penalty? Because they're going to get paid a big sum of money, and that will.
It's
put
not
them
a penalty. It's just that they're going to be paying more in income tax, right? As they take more out. So as you go up the tax bracket, so it's just a withdrawal. It's a tax withdrawal strategy. You know, whether it be the mortgage or any other debt or what you're trying to do. I don't think that. You know, having a mortgage is not the end of the world bad thing, right? I mean, you know, it depends on what your interest rate is. If you're telling me you're at 10% interest, well, that's another conversation, but you shouldn't be. So I would, I guess personally, I would sit down and you could run some numbers on, you know, withdrawal, how much you take out, what, you know, what your marginal tax bracket is going to be, because you have other, if you do have other income outside of just the retirement that you're withdrawing from, you want to take that into consideration as well. But you could, you could reach out. This is a good time for a financial advisor, like you said, BJ, if you don't feel comfortable doing yourself. But, you know, run some numbers. If I take out 5,000, 10,000, 20, whatever, you know, what is my tax implications going to look like to, you know, to get that mortgage paid down? But if your interest rate is really low on a mortgage, it may not make sense to go ahead and pay that off. You may just want to make, continue making the minimum payments and let it pay off and put that money to use somewhere else. So this would be a great time to sit down with somebody and run those numbers and talk it through so you're not making a mistake.
Yeah, it is pretty, it's a pretty simple equation, Todd. You just figure out what is the, you know, what's the most interest. And that's what you basically do that will help you get rid of the most interest, right?
Yeah, well, in this case, we're talking about, you know, trying to minimize our taxes as well, right? So this is a really a tax question as well. Because if, so the question is, should I be paying off my mortgage all the way and, you know, withdrawing and not necessarily. It might make more sense just to be continue to making those minimum payments and taking out as as little as you can from that retirement planning and letting that money continue to grow.
Yeah, that makes sense. Obviously, if it's going to if I'm going to pay more in taxes than I would save on the interest, then that makes a lot of sense. It's just
yeah,
about the,
and,
the, is the
so it's
the
really
going.
It's a tax financial advisor question where not having the numbers and the whole situation in front of me, I can't answer that, but I'm saying that, you know, you want to run those numbers and having a mortgage is not necessarily a bad thing. We need to look at the big picture.
And that's what's cool about BECU is they got people like Todd that could help you get those answers. And if they don't have them, they can steer you in the right direction. Again, if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, you can be a proud member of BECU. Just go to BECU.org. Maybe you'll get an Amazon dog, too, that'll let you know when your packages arrive. Who knows? Who knows what can happen for you? Todd, always good talking to you, buddy.
You too, BJ. Thanks so much.
Take it easy. Well, we're talking money, and I don't know if this is a good idea or not a good idea. Steve, did your boy, The Rock, spend over $30 million on a dinosaur skull? I mean, wow.
That's a smart investment.
Is it? Well, we're going to hear from The Rock. We're going to find out at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Monday night during the Rams-Cardinals wildcard game, The Rock joined the Manning cast. And if you don't know this, this is like an alternative broadcast.
Yes.
Where you get to, instead of just having the normal play-by-play announcers, you can turn over to another channel and get Eli and Peyton Manning giving you their sort of broadcast of the game, which is a lot different and a lot more casual.
And don't they slime people to our nets? Oh, no, wait, that's the Nickelodeon broadcast.
Oh, that's
broadcast.
The amazing Nickelodeon broadcast.
That would be really cool if somehow they could let them slime and do their thing.
Right, bring it all together.
And of course, one of the highlights is it's a lot more of a, you know, it's a more of a casual, different broadcast. You get two former quarterbacks, you know, giving you their insight that you wouldn't get maybe from just a normal game.
And they'll have guests on, and I know they had Russell Wilson during one of the games, and people were giving him, I think, a hard time because they weren't asking anything about his future with the Seahawks. But then I read something where there was like an agreement made, like, we're not going to talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, and obviously, yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice if they put that in the bottom of the screen because, yeah, I would think, boy, I can't believe they didn't say anything.
Right.
I think that would be a thing. Part of the guests that they get, they sometimes get Hollywood celebs. Like they got The Rock, and he joined them for the Cardinals-Rams game. And what they, what, you know, what Eli noticed in the background was that that is, that looks like a T-Rex skull in the background. So Eli is just like, okay, dude, what the hell? And Rock says, yeah, that, that's Stan, the most complete skull ever found.
Wait, what is that? You got a T-Rex behind you? What is that? A dinosaur?
I got a T-Rex skull, yes. That's Stan. As a matter of fact, so Stan was the is the most complete T-Rex skull ever found by a paleontologist, a young paleontologist, and his name was Stan. So this T-Rex head was named after him. Pretty cool and badass, isn't it?
And it's also conveniently right next to his Teremana tequila as well.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Stan loves tequila.
Hell yeah. He what dinosaur doesn't love tequila?
None.
Yeah. Oh my God. So folks are like, okay, I mean, we know the Rock's got a lot of money. Even, I mean, it's a pretty impressive looking skull. And it's huge. And people were trying to figure out how much the Rock spent on this. The real Stan sold for $31.8 million to an unknown buyer in 2020, which is like, was that unknown buyer the Rock?
Because he could afford it. I mean, the guy's got all that kind of coin, and if he's as dumb as I am, if I had that kind of money, I probably would buy a $30 million dinosaur skull.
Boy, that's a lot of dough, though. That's one or two films right there, depending upon, you know, the kind of take you have. But there's a replica out there that costs $11,500, which for the Rock is definitely nothing. Like 11.5, yeah, you know what? You can get that in a heartbeat because you're making $30 million a movie probably.
So this is like a situation we just talked with Todd Peach from BECU. It's about needs and wants. Do you need the real one or do you want the real one? I mean, you clearly need one. Yeah, it's just, do you need the real or the replica?
Yeah, he wants a skull. It's just, does he need the real skull? And yesterday, the Black Hills of Institute in South Dakota did give us that Todd Peach answer. The Rock did not need the real one as he bought the replica cast of Stan Skull towards the end of 2021.
Such a poser.
There's such a price difference.
Yeah. But right. I mean, how much is, like, how many of these replica casts are out there? That's what
as
I want.
As many
know.
As people are willing to pay, they could just whip up a new one whenever you're willing to drop 13,000?
I hope it's like, you know, a limited series to some degree. Like, they go, all right, we're only going to make 100 of these or whatever. And, you know, because 11.5 is a pretty big piece of change to drop on something that anybody could get. But if there's any celebrity could get them.
Yeah, but anyone that's willing to drop $11,000 on the dinosaur skull.
That's a good
point.
It's
a very limited amount of people that probably want that and are willing to spend that kind of money.
I never even heard you could buy something like this. It's the first time I've heard that you could buy a replica dinosaur skull of, I guess, the one they discovered.
Replicas. That's a whole thing.
I have a couple buddies. I mean, I feel like I could hit up one of my buddies that's like a welder and like be like, hey, can you like put this together for
This is a complete replica. I mean, it's what Stan's head looks like, the real deal. It's like $31 million. It's just, you know, I mean, you'd have to get someone that have access to Stan's head, or are you just gonna, don't worry about it, I'll just tell everybody that Stan's head.
Just go online and you could probably make it close enough.
All right, fair enough.
If you have a 3D printer, you could probably make something pretty cool.
That's true. Yeah, the 3D printer is gonna look authentic. You're right.
On Amazon, you can get a T-Rex skull statue for only $150.
There we go. Okay, Steve, there you go.
That's more my speed. If I wanna be like trying to keep up with the Rocks out there. Like, Steve, what kind of dinosaur head is that? I'm like, oh, this is very rare.
Is it to size, Rev?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, see, Steve, Rocks is to size.
I did find one on Etsy that's life size. It's $3,700, though.
There we go.
Cheaper than the Rocks.
Yes. So I found a website called boneclones.com, and it does have a 1/6 scale T-Rex for only $900.
That's weird. When I go to boneclone.com, I get a different website.
Hey, be careful what you're searching there, Red.
Yeah, I really feel like that's not a good name for your site if you're trying to be legit.
Oh, mine's Clone-a-Bone. My bad.
That's what it is. Yeah, there you go. It's Clone-a-Bone.
Easy to mix those up.
Well, again, for people that care, this is supposedly a replica of the biggest skull intact ever found. That's the idea.
How cool is that he has that, though? And that, I don't blame him for having that be his Zoom room or whatever his room is.
Oh, yeah.
House.
I mean, what?
That's the thing you want in the background while you're talking to the Manning brothers.
Oh, it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah. I mean, again, and frankly, for his, you know, for what he makes in his net worth, that's really nothing. It's a drop in the bucket, probably even a business expense now that he has it in his Zoom room and he's doing interviews.
I'm using it to promote my tequila.
Yeah, it's like us having a cardboard cutout of our favorite celebrity. It's like on the same.
Yeah. Yeah, like a fat, yeah, like a fat head. Yeah, we're getting a fat head. Yeah, okay.
I can afford that, a cardboard cutout of a dinosaur.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure I can afford that.
So I want to know what you think about this next story. It involves Machine Gun Kelly, Danny's favorite guy.
No, I already hate it. Like, yeah, that's all you had to say. I'm out.
Yeah. And also
that's his Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it also involves Megan Fox because, you know, they're a couple.
Back in.
Yeah. I guess MGK, as the kids call him, he's put a lot of detail into the design of... That's what they... Hey, listen. You know what?
No,
hey,
no. You're one of the kids.
Yeah, no cap. Okay? It's MGK. No cap. So he's put a lot of thought into design of their engagement ring, which I didn't realize. I mean, I knew they were a couple, did not know they were getting married.
Oh, dude, that was last week. Yeah. Get with the times, man. They proposed to her last week, and they exchanged, like, they swapped blood or something like that.
They drank each other's blood. They drank each other's blood.
No, they did not.
Yes.
No. Oh, I did not hear that. Yes. Okay. Well, Megyn Kelly's off my list.
Megan Kelly,
Megan
Kelly, huh?
Isn't that like a Fox correspondent or something?
Well, that's going to be her name soon. I mean, Megan Fox. She's going to be. Now I get why they're doing this. At first, I thought this was nuts, but now you tell me about the blood drinking story. This makes sense.
Oh yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, because what I'm about to tell you is really tame compared to the blood drinking.
Okay,
but the engagement ring includes thorns on the bands. And in an interview with Vogue, Kelly said, the bands are actually thorns so that if she tries to take this engagement ring off, it'll hurt. Love is pain. Wow, that's an interesting... Wow.
Typically, like, if someone shares that story, you kind of wonder, like, should we talk to the person's significant other to make sure they're okay in this relationship?
Blink twice to make sure you're okay.
It's like, wait, I mean, I'm going to have to, like, slice up my finger to take the ring off? Okay, I feel like there are times where you want to take the ring off. Well, you know, you and whatever.
I mean, does he have one as well? Or does he just, like me, like have like a rubber ring with rubber thorns?
It's an engagement ring. Usually a guy doesn't get an engagement ring, so this is just for her.
But eventually he's going to have a wedding ring. Is he going to do a thorn wing? A thorn wing!
Easy for you to say.
I'm hunting wabbits with this thorn wing.
I will tell you right now, we have no information about the wing. I don't know if he's going to, like, you know, basically take his own medicine or not.
It's such a stupid idea.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, there you go.
I have to agree.
Yeah, the blood drinking is a bit much for me.
Unless she wants to play the drums or pump some iron. So she's got to, like, cut her finger so she can do that.
I don't know. I mean, some people take the knives and they slice their palms, like in all the movies, you know, to really, like, shake hands and, you know, show blood brothers.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
To make deals and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they did it back in the olden times. But you know, what's funny is that Brian Austin Green never struck me as that kind of guy. So you wonder, I mean, was Megan Fox always like this? Like somebody who really was into, like, you know, I guess into the pain? Because this is a surprise to me with her. I guess not with MGK, but with her it is.
Oh, that what you expect from MGK?
I do. For Machine Gun Kelly, I just expect him to be extreme. I never thought of Megan Fox as extreme. But again, I'm very vanilla, as Vicky tells me. So, I don't know, Vicky, is this...
They just both sound like dorks in this whole situation, if you ask me.
The ongoing joke is that between them and then Travis Barker and one of the Kardashians and Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian, like, they're just dating, like, this weird bad boy thing, and they're really getting into it. Like, they're going full on to whatever the guy's liking. Like, puppy dog love type. It's weird. Like, it's just really weird.
Someone said, hey, Google the picture of the proposal. Machine Gun or MGK looks like an employee from Foot Locker checking how her shoes fit from Corey. He's right. Looks like he's a referee.
Oh, what really does he wear? You're right. It does look like he's from Foot Locker. Wow.
Have you seen some of the stuff he wears? I mean, that's probably actually pretty tame.
To be honest, no.
I don't know. His boots are pretty badass.
Man.
I'm going to send you all the stuff.
What's the age difference? I know there's a big age difference between Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian, but what's the age difference between Megan Kelly and Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly? It's going to be Megan Kelly. Maybe not. Maybe she'll keep Fox, but...
She's 35.
And he's 31.
Yeah, so they're super close.
So they're close to each other. So they're just... Wow. Okay, there we go.
They're closer than her and Brian Austin Green were, because he's 48.
Brian Austin Green was that much older than Megyn Kelly? Yeah. Wow.
Megan Fox.
Mother of her. All right, let's get Megyn Kelly on the phone. Let's see what she thinks about this. What is she doing?
How old is Megyn Kelly? That's what we need to know.
Well, there we go. Well, that's it. There you go, kids. So, Steve, you think it's stupid. Vicky, is this, I mean, I know you're into a little bit more stuff than the average vanilla person. Are you into that kind of stuff? Are you into the pain and bleeding?
No, it seems kind of controlling to me. Not feeling it.
Yeah,
someone says it's probably the calm down, everyone. It's probably clasped at the bottom of the ring so she can still take it off.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Got to be right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he said, what's the point of having thorns in there if you can't?
So you can have a stupid statement about things.
It's all for show.
Yeah, no,
it's art.
No, you know what? Now they're posers. I mean, they probably weren't even drinking their own blood. It was probably just cherry juice.
It probably was.
Yeah, call him out, BJ.
I'm done with this.
Let's start a feud. Bunch of phonies.
Yeah, you know what? If I were to go down that road, I would never let her take that ring off again. All right? You know what? You got to go full boat with this. You know what I mean? Otherwise, she has to detach her finger. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what are you doing? Yeah. All right, well, there you go. Congratulations to
someone said my ex-wife. She left her $7,000 engagement ring in a tanning saloon, a tanning room once. The employee cleaning the room said, quote, didn't see anything. Maybe I should have upgraded to the thorns. Imagine losing a $7,000 ring.
See, that's what you do when they lose the $7,000 ring. Is it, okay, here's your new ring.
Your new ring is just duct taped, just a duct tape ring.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly. Go. Yeah, super cheap.
So where was
point.
The next stop? Every pawn shop around that tanning salon?
Right.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah. I mean, seriously. Wow. Oh, we couldn't find anything. Really? Yeah, you didn't find a $7,000 ring, did you? So, Steve, I think you were onto something. I think I'd like to go to a tanning saloon. I think that would be a great place to go.
Full on.
Yeah. I feel like a tanning saloon is the way place to go, though, in the Old West. Come on.
I want to go, yeah.
Come on in.
Have you seen the cowboy? They all have very nice tans.
Yeah.
True.
That's because they go to the tanning saloon.
There's probably a tanning bed in those saloons.
That's what happened. Oh, yeah. So they weren't brothels. They were tanning saloons. I get it. Yesterday, Steve... He did get this one right, but it was thanks to the Rev.
Who played Bela Lugosi in the 1931 vampire... Oh, wait.
Who played Dracula in the 1931 vampire horror film Dracula?
Bela Lugosi?
Yes.
Thanks, Rev.
Yeah, good job.
Good job, man.
Good for you.
Boy, beat Mix is so easy when you have Rev as a host. You want a shot at beating Steve? Well, let's hope the Rev helps you out. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Mix at 847 on the Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
Now, people a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.